Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
I like the North Korean peace deal. But God, you libtards are dumb. You think...
What is he like, the North Korean peace deal?
I like the North Korean peace deal.
What peace deal do we have with North Korea?
That was Trump, when Trump was dancing over the line Kim, and they held hands and skipped through the tulips on
I thought there
North
was
Korea.
A lot of hand-holding and skipping and things of that nature, sure. But no righty-righty, signy-signy.
No.
There's no thing.
They signed something that said, we should sign something later. Trump did a lot of that.
Thank you, Donald, for everything you did as president. I can't wait to take a shit in your library.
A lot of his executive that'll never happen. A lot of his executive orders were, this executive order says that we should really have an order sometime.
Yeah.
Or that we should do something about it.
Well, he forgot, didn't he, one time? And Pence had to remind him, hey, came out here to sign something, fucknut, and now you're leaving and you haven't signed anything yet.
Mr. President. Mr. President, could you please come here? I want to put that mushroom right here.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CrabDiving on Twitter during the show. We check that shit. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram. And what's that bumper sticker? Eat ass.
Drive fast, eat ass.
Yeah, got a few likes on the, on the Instagram.
Yeah. How about drive really slow, and when you're driving, don't eat anything. Just concentrate on driving, because it's like 3 billion. How many people
How about
die?
Drive slow and wash your ass?
Dude.
Might be more appropriate.
Somebody nearly hit me today. They ran a fucking light, if you know who the fuck you are. And I success.
I'm sure they're listening.
God, man. Dumb
Was that
fuck?
Ryan from the Crab Diving Show? I'm going to have to listen today and see if he gets all pissed off because I almost hit him.
Yeah, you're looking for the letter Q, or I don't know what you're fucking doing. Probably is a Q in honor. Fuck you. But I missed it. And, I've been working on my motor skills lately, so I was able to avoid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In virtual reality, right?
Hey, if anybody plays Drop Dead on Oculus, let's shoot some zombies in the face together.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link to help out the show. Every time you go buy shit at Amazon, if you use our link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or there's a banner on our webpage, you can help us out here with a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yes.
It's Jeff Bezos.
Wee-wee.
Who's doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
He can afford to give us a couple of cents.
Did that motherfucker step down because some bullshit was about to happen with Amazon, where it was going to come out that they stole some money. They were withholding money from workers or something like that.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me in the least bit, but
I saw a headline
could be
similar to that, and I did such a poor job of reading it. I barely remember what it is, but I think there might be something newsworthy in my fragment of a memory. So, boy.
Well, let's see if it's one of the headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Po.
Wee wee. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. $2 billion, motherfucker.
You might want to share with the audience what you're
Jeff what you're Bezos really would owe about. $2 billion a year in state taxes if Washington passes wealth tax.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, he just made $100 billion this year. He'll be okay with two.
You're right. Hey, Jeff, if I'm you, I just call the government and say, I have your $2 billion right here. I have $198 billion left to dish it with, right? Yeah. To play with.
Well, I guess this would be not good news at the HuffPo. It says, double trouble, mounting evidence of COVID reinfections.
Fuck this shit!
Evidence is mounting that... you love mounting. You know they're bringing back Beavis and Butthead.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
For what, like a musical?
On Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
The new streaming
service
that's coming out. That is being morphed from CBS All Access.
Yeah, and I tell you, Beavis and Butthead is brilliant, and it's a lot of fun. And I am done hearing people compare Trump's disgusting fucking semen spawn to them. I am not putting up with that anymore. I don't like that.
You think Beavis and Butthead will be offended?
I am, for them. I love that show.
What's up, Bash? I'm not...
They're nothing like those fucking Nazis. Yeah. Yeah. Beavis.
Shut up, Beavis.
Yeah, Beavis. Beavis.
Yeah. Yeah. TP for my bunghole. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, like, I really believe Beavis was Butthead's conscience. You know what I mean? It's his feelings. It's his, you know.
Beavis was Butthead's feelings.
I think so.
Oh.
But I mean, what I'm saying is they kind of completed each other. And they had a nice relationship.
Muse.
Yeah. What?
Muse.
Yeah. Why would you compare Trump's?
You complete me.
You had me at hello.
Good. Did he audition for that? Yeah. What is that movie? The Human Head is 60 pounds or some shit like that. Some Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's...
Impossible Mission Impossible.
No, that's the one where he's the agent.
Johnny Dangerously. Jerry Maguire.
There
Jerry
you go.
Maguire.
Previous infections apparently that even having COVID may not protect you against getting infected again with some of these new variants. People
Wait,
can
we
also
knew that though, right? We already knew that.
Kind of.
Okay.
People can also get second infections with earlier versions of the coronavirus if they mounted a weak defense the first time.
What in a second breakfast, second infection? Which one would you rather have, second breakfast or second infection?
Yeah, it's a tough choice. How long immunity lasts from natural infection is one of the big questions in the pandemic. Scientists still think reinfections are fairly rare and usually less serious than initial ones, but recent developments around the world have raised concerns.
Hey, there's a live comedy show here locally. You guys have fucking fun. Please have a good fucking comedy show. Danke. Danke.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Pigs aren't thoughtless, though. They're very smart.
He was actually, he was being a good father.
He's a thoughtless little pig. That a thoughtless pig would mean an underperforming pig intellectually, you know. I guess that's an insult, I guess.
In South Africa, a vaccine study found new infections with a variant in 2% of people who previously had an earlier version of the virus.
Is that good?
Probably no.
I mean, not really.
In Brazil, several similar cases were documented with the new variant there. Researchers are exploring whether reinfections help explain a recent surge in the city of Manaus.
Nine!
Where 3/4 of residents were thought to have been previously infected.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Are there any Nazis there? Didn't the Nazis go to South America to hide?
Allegedly?
Yeah.
Well, I think that some of them did, but
yeah.
The rumors about Hitler have been unproven.
I'm trying to resist saying South America is crazy and then saying that for whatever
we have many decades to atone for here before we can ever say another government is a banana republic or we can't ever just say that again.
But man, speaking of South America during the Super Bowl last night, my mom and I forget why, we were discussing the Jonestown thing.
Sure.
You remember that?
Right. French Guyana.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fucking horrible.
Crazy. There's Jackie Spears, isn't it?
Yeah. She said that when she was hiding in the Capitol, she was on the floor because they thought people were going to start shooting at them. She thought of that. And that's crazy, man. What she was shot 5 times or something like that and survived and then had to wait like 24 hours
for some guy in buffalo horns.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. But the State Department sent her years ago with her boss in the Congress down to South America with no military security, no fucking nothing.
Well, they didn't think they needed that.
Oh my god,
Jim Jones would go batshit and send a group to go kill him.
They needed it. I really never knew a ton about that, but that is horrific and it's fucked up. That's why you got to be careful with this Trump shit. These cults are bad news, not good.
So there you go. There may be more of a possibility of reinfection than we had initially guessed.
Is Trump more FDR or more Jim Jones? The type of leader.
Oh, this is not good.
Okay.
Hacker tries to poison Florida water supply.
Fuck, man. Go fuck yourself.
This is at the Drudge Report.
Hacker? God damn.
On Monday, officials from Pinellas County in Florida announced that an unidentified hacker remotely gained access to a panel that controls the city of Oldsmar's water treatment system.
Hello?
And changed a setting that would have drastically increased the amount of sodium hydroxide into the water supply.
Why in the shit can you do that? Why do you need to do that in the first place?
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri said that a legitimate operator saw the change, quickly reversed it, but signaled that the hacking attempt was a serious threat to the city's water supply.
Okay.
Sodium hydroxide is also known as lye and can be deadly if ingested in large amounts.
Why, then, is there a way? Why don't you just, that setting where you can pump the lye up in the water, why don't you take that setting off so no one can do that?
We'll take it offline. Why does it need to be?
Can somebody leave us the fuck alone? If anybody is thinking of fucking with anyone in Florida, stop. Leave us the fuck alone. Fuck you. God.
The hacker changed the sodium hydroxide from about 100 parts per million to 11,100 parts per million. Galtieri said those are dangerous levels when asked if this should be considered an attempted bioterrorism. He said, what it is someone hacked into the system, not just once, but twice, opened the program and changed the levels from 100 to 11,100 parts per million with a caustic substance. So label it however you want. Those are the facts.
Okay, great. So Russia did it. China did it. Whoever the fuck did it. What did Trump say? Some kid in his mother's basement did it. Did he say that?
Some 400 pounder in somebody's basement.
What happens when we elect fascists and people like Donald Trump? They don't give a fuck about fucking anything and fucking shit like this fucking happens. You know what I mean? Why is it acceptable for us to be vulnerable like this?
Well, it's not. Hopefully they're going to do something about it.
Why is there lie anyway? Why the shit do we have that?
Well, probably to kill buggies and shit like that.
Here's a fucking idea. You're about to use lye. You use the amount, the correct amount, and then you stop. And then when it's time to use lye again, someone out of somewhere comes and does it manually.
It's to prevent corrosion and to bring the pH up in the water. sodium hydroxide can cause, in small amounts, severe skin burns and eye damage.
Ooh.
Tiny amounts of sodium hydroxide are put in some cities' drinking water supplies to prevent corrosion to pipes and to bring the pH up.
Yeah.
The news highlights what could be a serious cyber and physical security breach. Well, duh.
It could be.
What about when they go after the electricity next? We've seen that.
I'm in Florida. You're doing the right. God damn this fucking state. Man, you're in Florida.
What about when they back up all the sewage?
I don't know that they need to do that with a hacker.
In other states.
We're just doing that.
Other states. Where...
But fuck, man. That's crazy. Pinellas is down there near Tampa, where all the fucking spreaders are after the goddamn Super Bowl last night, you fucking assholes. But like...
Oh, yeah. Tampa Bay Bucks won. But,
fuck
blah,
Tom
blah,
Brady.
Blah, blah,
go
blah,
fuck
Tom
yourself.
Brady 7, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they had the nerve to try to call him the greatest athlete of all time on Twitter, and Twitter went fucking crazy and
Hello,
listed
Michael
about
Jordan.
Listed about 30 other people. Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Serena Williams. A lot of people were saying, look at the amount of championships Serena Williams has.
God damn.
Oh. Etc.
I
so
can we pay Serena to beat the shit out of Tom Brady? God damn, I would watch that.
The intruder exited the system. The plant operator immediately reduced the level back to the appropriate amount of 100.
Well, that's nice. That
steps
guy
have
was...
now been taken to stop further remote access to the system. And they're trying to make sure there are other safeguards to protect the water integrity. Is this happening everywhere is my question. Because of this, every water place needs to be doing this shit.
We don't have the ability to do that. I'm sorry. That's one county. How many counties are there in this country?
A lot.
Hey, Biden, find the biggest fucking geek in the world. Give him an Excel sheet and an army and a pile of fucking money and get it done. That's how you have to do this shit. You could do this. Get ad vile experience.
Ooh, what are you doing to me?
You're great at Excel. You just need someone that can organize a bunch of shit. So, I mean, imagine you're in Pinellas County in Florida. You were one of the good people. You didn't go out at the Super Bowl and you didn't go out and breathe on people and get your little fucking droplets everywhere. Instead, you stayed home. You did the right thing. The end of the night, you're like, I'm going to have a shower before I go to sleep. You turn on the water. All of a sudden, my eyes.
Don't they pour lye on dead bodies to try to get them to dissolve faster?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we need to know what to do with dead bodies here. I mean, we've got the stay in your ground law. If you see a protester in this state that's out, you know, you can run him over with your or her over with your car. You can do that.
Well, not yet, but you know, fingers crossed on the behalf of the governor.
Fingers crossed if you're able to do that after they scorched him in our lye soaked fucking water. What a dumb fucking state we live in.
So that's the story, the headline over at the Drudge Report.
I just want to say something. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't. What happened in that hotel room with Andrew Gillum and that dude, who gives a fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Please, Jesus Christ, elect him next time so we don't have a little man rape baby in charge of this fucking state.
Over at the, this is the Hill.
Ooh.
They're very, why.
Oh, oui, they are conservative.
Yeah, they're,
editorials
lean there. Senate, but not crazy.
Yeah.
Except for when they had John Solomon.
Right.
Senate leadership announced on Monday that they have reached a deal on the framework for former President Trump's impeachment V2.0.
Now, what is he? If he's found guilty, do they hang him or what happens?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
good.
They give him a strong talking to. And they make sure that, more importantly, that he can never run for office again.
Yeah.
Which would then preclude him from raising money. Although he would surely, you know, raise some Trump PAC or some that.
And he'd scam a fuck ton of money off of it. I'm just saying.
I have to pay myself, you know. It's my brand, my name.
I thought people were looking into him in Justice Department.
Well, they are. They're just so busy.
What the fuck? They're busy?
With overwhelming evidence against him.
Hey, pick
I'm,
something.
I'm assuming.
Arrest him. You know what I mean? Pick something. Put him in jail.
So they've says they agreed to a bipartisan resolution to govern the structure and timing of the impending trial. All parties have agreed to a structure that will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president, said Chuck Schumer.
Why don't you arrest him for one of the rapes? Like, he raped people, right? I mean, why don't you arrest him for one of those?
Well, he's still being sued.
Sued?
Those are still open.
Yeah.
Well, because a lot of them, they're past the statute of limitations.
What the right? fuck? Yeah. Wait, that should change,
well,
shouldn't
there shouldn't
it?
I mean, that's a statute of limitations on that. Especially.
What? Why? How does time.
Underage stuff, because. But, like,
how does
you know,
time.
Kids bury that shit for 20 years and then come out with it.
Yeah, the Catholic priests do not like that suggestion at all, dude, because you know.
Right.
You know, they've got a chart. Well, I raped
Wait,
Timmy.
How far are you going to go back?
I raped Timmy in 1991. I'm clear of that one. Ooh, this one in 2005.
Oh, but Bobby.
What would it be? What's the statute? How long?
It depends on the state, I think.
Okay. They probably do have a list. They have a list.
I hope Bobby doesn't say anything. I got a few more years to go.
I've got to go to a church in Idaho.
Shit. You know the Catholic Church. They probably have him killed.
The Schumer's announcement comes after he disclosed during a press conference that they were finalizing the agreement. The timeline would allow the trial to wrap up as early as next week if both sides agree not to call witnesses. Under the deal, the Senate will debate and vote on Tuesday on whether the trial is constitutional. That will probably pass. Opening arguments will start Wednesday. Under the deal, the House impeachment managers and Trump's team will each have 16 hours over 2 days. Oh, no, they'll have 8 hours each over 2 days to present their case to the Senate.
Yes.
Which is faster pace than Clinton's and Trump's first trial.
Right. It's faster than Clinton's.
Both sides there got 24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, so they do have 16 hours.
God.
The deal also leaves the door open to calling witnesses. The House impeachment managers previously invited Trump himself to come testify.
Invited?
His attorneys rejected. Well, they can't
what?
Subpoena him.
Why? Are they the Senate? They don't have that power? Or it's not their.
Well, I don't.
Wait a second.
I don't know that they do.
What a shitty government we have. Because if I remember correctly, Don McGahn never testified. They called him. He was subpoenaed. I thought the Senate could subpoena people.
Well, yeah, I don't know if they can for impeachment purposes.
Is there any, what can we do in America? We know that cops can shoot black people.
But they probably don't want to. They probably don't want them there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would be quite a spectacle.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, if it helps this the liberal cause of making him powerless and a little fuckhead, you know.
All he has to say is, I believe,
yeah,
that the election was stolen from me.
Yeah.
That seems to be the way they're leaning, is that he believed it, even though then he was lied to by certain people.
If he's questioned and he lies, and you can prove that he lied. If so, can he be found guilty? I mean, you can't. Are you allowed to lie to the Senate?
No.
I know we're allowed to.
I mean, I assume he would be testifying under oath, but, you know.
I know in the Senate and the House of in the Congress in general, you can just storm the building. And they don't even arrest you on the spot. Sometimes they'll let you in. And then you can take a shit wherever the fuck you want. God.
We've got. So that's good news, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Impeachment 2.0, and the Republicans are going to say, well, you can't even do
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't prove that you said that.
Hey, Republicans, your party fucking sucks. Fuck Liz Cheney, too, or Liz Cheney. What's her name? Liz?
Liz.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck Ben Sasse and all these people that look like reasonable motherfuckers because the Republicans are so crazy. It bothers me. You know what I mean?
We've got Dominion, the company, the Dominion Voting Systems.
Yes.
Their spokesman yesterday said that MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is, quote, begging to be sued over spreading unfounded claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election, accusing Dominion of being complicit.
Did you see that video, his documentary?
Well, we played parts of it on Friday.
But you didn't watch the full 3 hours?
I did not. I do have to say I did not dedicate myself to...
How do you know the proof isn't buried?
The journalistic integrity of crab diving.
What if the truth is buried at the 2 hour, 20 minute mark?
Well, then, it's his fault for burying the lead. Fuck him.
Yeah. If you, I don't know.
Brian Stelter.
Ooh, enemy.
Yeah, famously Alex Jones's enemy for a while.
That really is one of his better rants. You are my enemy.
Give me a second here.
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
That was for Brian Stelter.
I mean, did Brian Stelter, what was his reaction to that? Because that's what I want to know.
Oh, I probably laughed.
Does he know Alex Jones?
Yeah, he did a story on him, I think, and that's why.
Oh, okay.
Brian Stelter asked the Dominion lawyer about reliable sources.
Yes.
Which is the Brian Stelter show. If and when additional lawsuits were expected.
Right.
They've already actually filed suit against Sidney Powell and Rudy.
Yay. What about that?
The lawyer said, we're not ready to make news yet there, but let me say this. Mike Lindell's begging to be sued, and at some point we may well oblige him.
Can I ask you something? Why on MSNBC are they running MyPillow ads? What the fuck?
Are they seriously?
Shit. Yes. Yes.
Come on.
No, I put one on my Instagram today on my story, you know, and I was flipping Mike off and it's a whole MyPillow thing. They run it at least once an hour.
Wow.
Why are you doing that?
How are you watching MSNBC?
On the television. The TV. On
cable.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's probably local. That might be local cable.
Do you think the local cable people here are conservative? I demand MSNBC. You stop airing that shit. I demand it. I'm not going to stop watching Rachel Maddow, though.
Dominion has already threatened Lindell, along with several others, with imminent legal action, accusing the CEO of having positioned himself as a prominent leader of the ongoing misinformation campaign that fraud led to Trump's loss. Mr. Pillow fought back, saying I don't care that he was on Bannon's podcast, saying that he plans to sue Dominion. He was on Bannon's podcast.
What a horrible
said this,
green room.
Saying that he plans to sue Dominion and another voting technology company, Smartmatic.
Oh, shit. He's going to sue them.
With what standing? He also aired a 3-hour documentary highlighting his unfounded election fraud claims on OAN and One American News Network, which, by the way, aired ahead of it a disclaimer that said, we're going to put this shit on, but we totally don't believe any of it. And we have nothing to do with what Mike Lindell says. But here we're going to air it anyway.
To me, this falls under my Hillary Clinton rule. Like, if there was something you could arrest Hillary Clinton on or for, she would be, in fact, arrested, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, if there was voter fraud with these machines or whatever, wouldn't someone else have found it before this pillow fuck? I mean, not to, you know, Mike Lindell seems like...
You don't think he's a super genius, Ryan?
No, I in fact, I think...
Stuff some shredded polyurethane into a... into a sack and was
ooh,
like,
yeah,
I like sleeping on this
sack. I just checked and Mike Lindell is a complete dumb fuck. That's what he's rated as on Yelp.
Dominion lawyer said, I think he's trying to get ahead of the fact that he's spreading disinformation, spreading lies.
Yeah.
This latest documentary that he aired is nothing but the same old half-baked conspiracy theories repackaged, and the truth is catching up with him.
Why? You told me that the reason Lindell had so much success in the betting biz is that he was on in the commercials and the people liked him or something.
I mean, I think that was part of it, like a real campy, you know, he was like a used car salesman, like, you know.
He looks like he's like a fascist.
I'm Mike Lindell, my yeah. pillow.
Seems like a fascist, like date rapist. That's the vibe I get. I mean, no offense.
Well,
Mike,
now,
if you're listening. Yeah. It's very creepy.
Way into Jesus.
Yeah. And
way into Jesus.
Hey, and listen, hey, congratulations to the makeup department for your fucking commercials. I mean, they must spend 6-7 hours on you just caking the bullshit on your ugly fucking face.
I do my own makeup. No, self-made. I'm a self-made man.
That guy's that. Look at the commercial and the makeup. God, it looks like his cheeks are on fire.
Hence, he might do his own makeup.
Right, you're right. Yeah. Does he do those makeup YouTube videos? Makeup tutorials?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Are you going out for evening wear? You're going to be with the president. You need a different shade.
Nobody does duck face like me.
President prefers a hot pink lipstick.
That's funny. I was thinking about Trump putting on lipstick for some reason. I don't think he'd be good at that.
Trump? Well, you need to find lips.
Yeah, he didn't have any fucking lips. No offense, Trump.
It's true. And tiny wee little hands.
Ooh, I can't get this guy can't even get his fingers around the lipstick bottle.
It was Faithless Friday on Friday.
Or a lipstick tube, not a bottle.
But I'm looking through these clips here.
Jeebus.
Oh, here's this is my pillow.
Oh, okay.
This is Mr. Pillow the day before the insurrection.
My pillow fuck.
From November 4th on, every day I have spent looking into the election fraud, I've worked with Sidney Powell, General Flynn, all the guys with these machines, these experts, and I can tell...
Listen to that group.
All the guys with the machines, these experts! Mike Flynn,
Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and this asshole.
What about the blonde person? The blonde woman with the eyes, the weird eyes and the faces she made?
Jenna Ellis?
I don't know. She worked with Rudy.
Jenna Ellis. She was sitting next to him when he farted.
No. Was she the... No.
Oh.
The drunk one.
Yeah. Maroney or something like
Maroney.
That? Or something. Her last name? Maroney? Oh,
just a gem. Straight up gem.
I swore an oath to God, did you?
Did she say that?
Yeah, something like that.
Fuck off, lunatic. Jesus.
What is this?
I'm going to make right up front a connection with number 45, intercepting, we'll call it intercepting the enemy in the end zone. And that's when the celebration takes place. And I'm going to connect that with our president, number 45, Donald Trump, the Cyrus 45.
Oh, my God. So this is a Q-loon and a prophet. Johnny Enlow.
45. Our president is the 45th.
God, this numerology and number shit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He's saying that because the interception by Devin White, and interception, it was like, what, 31-9 or something like that? It was they kicked their ass.
I put a story up about the first... female referee.
Referee, yeah.
And then someone commented, yeah, she made one horrible call. I watched the whole game on mute, so I have no idea what the guy's talking about.
Shit happens.
You know how many dudes have made horrible calls in football games?
You know what they're taking away? Australian Open is taking away line calls from humans for tennis.
That's a bad decision.
The first, I mean, they do a lot.
Yeah.
They sometimes like on the baseline and on the service line. They have the cameras, and then they have, you know, like that backup system, challenge system where you can, in some of the majors, it was almost like throwing, what was it, the red flag or whatever you throw it on the field to challenge a call?
Yellow. The challenge flag.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever the fuck the flag is they throw out to challenge. A tennis player could say, I want that reviewed, and then they would allow the they would go to the electronic thing.
Yes.
So they were trying to keep humans in on it.
Yeah.
But then backing them up with electronics. And I believe they were finding that the people were wrong, maybe a lot. When a ball is traveling, especially on a serve, 140 miles an hour, and you've got to see if one fucking ball hair touched the line.
What do you think? Do you like that? Or would you rather have officials?
As a player, I would rather have the lines called.
By a person?
No.
No.
By science.
Because
I would get mad. I mean, I didn't get like McEnroe mad, but
it's the mental game, though.
Bad calls don't need to be part of the game because the science ain't going to lie.
But it's entertainment, though.
But if I think,
what if there's no more arguments?
If I think that ball person is an idiot, that changes the whole game.
And then you might yell at him. Well, boy.
It's against the whole thing of tennis.
No, it's not. John McEnroe is the biggest tennis player on the what's he known for? Arguments.
Well, exactly.
Is that bad? I mean, I go.
You know who has more championships?
I have no
idea. Roger Federer.
I have no idea, though.
Well, exactly.
But I know it's entertaining.
But what do you know McEnroe for? The fact that
Chuck blew up,
threw down
Chuck
his racket,
blew
yeah.
up. That's what I know. And that.
Well, yeah. Not a good look for the sport. At
really,
the time.
I doesn't seem.
I mean, there's a middle
to me.
Ground. He was coming out of the really tight ass 60s and 70s where everybody's quiet and everything. I don't mind. I actually don't mind something like they play Davis Cup matches.
Yeah,
and they don't tell the crowd to shut up.
Right.
So like they're encouraged to yell and
what about
and
air horns
during a no
not during the but serve?
During a match and stuff like that, and those are more fun.
Right. Did you ever play a match and there was a streaker?
Me. I played naked. So here's this cue loan.
There were sports to play naked, like hockey. That would suck.
Well, yeah.
I get a skate on my sack.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Our president, number 45, Donald Trump, the Cyrus 45, Isaiah 45 anointing. And so that's where it ends. That's the moment of celebration.
Bobsledding would be awkward.
Yeah. I think, but you're in that sled and you're protected as long as everything.
It's four man. That's what I'm saying.
As long as everything
it's a little awkward.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
You gotta really know your teammates well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We've got
Shelby. Why are you being such an ass?
She's
stop.
She's busy.
She's
man.
All fired up. This is from the dog is going a little crazy here. Oh, but I should throw an Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Gosh.
This is a good thing. Not good that we need this, but a good thing. And God, they had this apocalyptic story earlier about that 11 senators, Democratic senators, mm-hmm. could be flipped instantly. And it's the fact that there are 11 states where there are Democratic senators, but Republican governors. So if one of those senators has a grabber,
what?
Or gets the COVID or something, that governor would then appoint a Republican and flip the Senate.
That's bullshit. You're telling me, okay.
So the point was, get shit done fast. Especially, they were worried about that when Leahy went to hospital last week.
Hello?
They're like, oh, Christ. If Leahy goes, he's in Vermont. Vermont has a Republican senator. It's a purpley Republican, but nonetheless, a Republican senator. He would appoint a Republican, and there goes the Senate until...
That's where Bernie's from.
2022.
But that's where Bernie's from.
Well,
Bernie wouldn't put up with that. He would yell at someone, wouldn't he?
But that's legal. It's all
fuck that.
What would happen?
Oh, it's legal.
So that's why they say get shit done, Senate. Snap, snap. Get important shit done before anything happens. And then in 2022, we need to win more seats,
you know,
so that
Leahy,
we don't have to worry about one of these old fossils.
Yeah. Leahy, a Batman star, has said he wasn't going to do the next Batman. He turned it down because he's busy. Leahy's been in fuck tons of Batman movies.
Oh, has he?
Dude, look it up.
He has. That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
I put it on our Facebook. I put a YouTube montage up of all his scenes. He was in the George Clooney Batman with the nipples.
Awesome. Leahy had nipples, you could see?
Oh, yes. But, like, the thing is that why he decided to not do the Batman? Does he have health issues? I mean, he was in the hospital.
Well, yeah, and he's well into his 80s, I think. So,
how old is Elizabeth Warren?
70.
Massachusetts is a Republican fuckhead in charge of that state.
In the United States, one in three families... This first sentence shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
In the United States, one in three families struggle to provide enough diapers for their children, often forcing them to choose between food and the vital child care item.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what are we supposed to do with that? Go burn everything to the ground and take the rich people's shit?
And this sometimes even keeps families from sending kids to daycare because, you know, daycare doesn't pay for their diapers. You gotta load daycare up with diapers if you're dropping your kid off.
Daycare should be free. Daycare should be fucking free, man.
And give free diapers.
Absolutely. Life, liberty, the pursuit of motherfucking happiness. I don't see anything in, like, how the fuck are you supposed to pursue happiness? And you're like, well, I can either buy Pampers or food. God, what a shitty fucking country.
Well, the awesome Senator Tammy Duckworth from Illinois, Democrat, of course, has introduced a new bill with some Republicans.
Right.
Aiming to ensure that every family can afford diapers. The End Diaper Need Act of 2021. Will assist low-income families that are not able to afford diapers for their babies or toddlers. For these families, the inability to access diapers can be a significant burden on their physical, mental, and economic well-being. Infants use up to 12 diapers a day. I wonder what Trump goes through. Infants use up to 12 diapers a day, and toddlers use around 8.
I do more.
Averaging a cost of around $80 a month.
Damn. Trump spends, how much does Trump spend a month on diet? Probably like $150,000, $300,000. Probably bills of taxpayers. Well, he's
got somebody to powder him and stuff.
Right. There's a Secret Service guy.
Hold my legs up in the air like when I was a baby. And
they have to have, is it true they have to have two Secret Service guys covering him while he gets changed?
Powder my taint.
It's very vulnerable.
In the middle of a global public health crisis with so many families struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads, the last thing parents should have to worry about is being able to buy diapers that are essential to the health and well-being of their children, said Senator Duckworth. Senators Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota, and Bob Casey, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, are the co-leads of the bill.
And Tammy Duckworth's on it, too, and on it. As well.
She's the main author.
Okay. God damn. This is you got to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer.
And then they go on to list what all the various, how they're going to get the money and all that. But
yeah.
This is part of the,
you know what pisses me off?
When we have Democrats in charge, nice things can happen.
No, you have diapers and food. And you don't have people just hacking into what the... Well, you have people hacking into what the fuck ever. Oh, God. What a fucked up... I don't know. Fucked up planet.
5 million babies and toddlers live in poor or low-income households.
Why is it when our government wants to do good socialist shit on that rare occasion, why is it so hard to find the money, but when these rich fucking cunts need their tax breaks, it's nothing. Yeah. It's so easy to find that fucking money.
Dr. Sanjeev Sriram, a general pediatrics physician in D.C., said past research has shown providing diapers keeps kids healthier and helps parents attend school and work, which, of course, benefits the family and the community economically. See, it helps. It trickles up. That's the way it really works.
We have a government that does, when the government does something that helps, people are like, holy shit, this helps. Oh my God.
So the fact that we even need this
is disgusting.
Is horrific in the allegedly richest, bestest country on the planet.
It's like the purpose of our government should be to take care of the least of us, the people that can afford the least for themselves. That's who the government should be primarily working for, right? Because they're the people that need it.
Right.
But these are, we live in such a weird fucking time. It's like, how would you, I listened to some pundit try to define the Republican Party, and he's like, outside of tax cuts for the rich, there really is nothing that you could look to and say that they've done lately that isn't that.
And good luck trying to sell that.
What do you mean?
Now. I mean, running on that they showed that when Trump would talk about that was a big old turd to his,
yeah,
to his base. They didn't care about that.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, people should show solidarity with poor people. And you should vote like you're fucking poor.
God, Trump's team filed a brief with fucking typos in it. What?
I saw that.
What the fuck is going on?
Did you see that screen cap I used as a promo? Well, because it's the United States. What do you say? The sites or the
United States or something like that.
String him up. Hyperbole.
The legal team representing former United States President Donald Trump filed a legal brief ahead of tomorrow's start of the Senate impeachment trial. According to legal experts, it is filled with, quote, falsehoods, mischaracterized work, flat out misrepresentations, quotes from an internet conspiracy website, and typos.
This shit is why that Capitol Police officer got beat to death. Because people believe this fucking crazy ass shit.
Former Department of Defense Special Counsel Ryan Goodman, now a chaired professor at NYU Law, put it bluntly, quote, Trump brief is filled with falsehoods that Republican senators personally know to be untrue. Okay. The brief says Trump acted swiftly to quell the violence. We all know that is untrue.
Did you see the video with Horn Guy after the fucking siege on the Capitol? He's talking to the reporter and he's like, why are you leaving? He goes, Trump told us to leave. We won the day.
Yeah.
Isn't that evidence of something?
Senator Graham on the day said it took him a while to appreciate the gravity of the situation. The president saw these people as allies in his journey.
Lindsay, you son of a fuckhead, man. Go fuck yourself. Honestly. What a liar.
But I mean, that was then. Yeah. Now, I don't know what he'll say.
Right.
But
does he have, in your eyes, does he have any integrity?
Who, Lindsey Graham? I'm gonna go with no, Alex.
Oh, ding, ding, ding! What Pat is wins.
No,
40,000 points awarded to you.
Here, January 11th. This is Washington Post. Hiding from the rioters in a secret location away from the Capitol, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy appealed to Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Senator Lindsey Graham phoned Ivanka. I'm going to try to call Ivanka. Listen.
What are those conversations like?
Kellyanne Conway, longtime Trump confidant and former White House senior advisor, called an aide who she knew was standing right by the president's side. But as senators and House members trapped inside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday begged for immediate help during the siege, they struggled to get through to the president, who was safely ensconced.
Ooh, he was in it. Like he was into it, watching it on television.
And seeing, yeah, he was into it. He was happy. Those people were fighting for him.
I mean, I could see how he would watch that and think, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it. But no one close to him said, you should stop this shit. I mean, maybe they did. He was like, I like it.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse said that White House aides told him Trump was, quote, delighted. It was, quote, walking around the White House confused about why other people on his team weren't as excited.
Well, they might have been upset about the I mean, people died. I mean,
you why know. Don't you think this is great? This is fucking awesome. This is what we wanted.
Don't you see?
Why is everybody upset?
Because they're worried they're going to spend the rest of their fucking lives in jail because of you. Because they know now, for sure, these Trump people that worked in the White House, you know you are marked as Nazis. You're little Nazi fuckers. All of you. Insurrectionists.
Many reports of Republican members of Congress frantically trying to get Trump to issue a strong statement to get the insurrectionists to leave the Capitol.
Yeah. I mean, they're so stupid looking, too, when they're running around and they're like fucking idiots.
Joyce Vance, a former U.S. attorney. She's now on MSNBC. She's awesome. She's also teaches law at University of Alabama.
Oh, okay. There's law in Alabama. I didn't know they had laws. That's interesting.
She said, well, Trump's lawyers continue to stay on brand.
How is it legal for a president, a former president, a former guy who used to host a game show? How can he lie like that in a brief, in a legal brief? Is it illegal to if you're finally?
I would assume. Yeah, it's the courts would frown upon.
Is that perjury?
Being furnished with bullshit.
That's perjury. Right?
Maybe. I mean, maybe they could just hold them in contempt for filing bullshit when they know it's bullshit.
Is it? It's illegal to lie to the Senate.
I believe so.
Right. And it's illegal to lie to the House. Right.
Sure.
Okay. I'm just so confused with what you're allowed to do in this country.
To a priest.
You tell that priest whatever you have to tell that priest to get the fuck away from him. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you have to say.
How many times did you touch yourself this week, Billy?
Run.
So there's a law professor that is cited heavily in the brief from the lawyers. And this law professor said, Trump's lawyers misrepresent what I wrote quite badly. The guy that they're citing to say you can't, I think it has to do with you can't impeach him if he's out of office or something.
God, this is just like the story of the spotted owl or whatever the fuck in the Pacific Northwest.
Who?
Spotted.
You fell for it.
Oh, man. Fuck off. That's good. That's good. Okay. Oh, no. We have how much? We have an hour and 6 minutes. I said we should just leave it that much. That's funny. But you know, the spotted owl in the Pacific Northwest, they weren't protected. And these do-gooders, these horrible virtue signalers decide they wanted to save the Pacific Northwest. What do you call it? It's a type of forest. It's like a rainforest.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it's necessary for these owls' existence.
Right.
And
right.
And they made these owls. They got these owls on the endangered list. And all of a sudden, these loggers couldn't cut down a fuck ton of trees in this area. But like the other side, the bad guys, the paper, the loggers said that they compared the spotted owl deal with another animal, and it wasn't a great comparison. And the person whose evidence they used, report they used, they rang in and they're like, no, 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 you're misrepresenting my fucking report. And these spotted owls absolutely should be in danger.
All right.
So this is the same fucking thing.
So yeah, these idiots put out misspellings.
Did they do it on Word?
Oh, this guy who actually tweeted, Brian Cult. There are multiple examples of such flat-out misrepresentations. The worst is on page 30. They write, when a president is no longer in office, the objective of an impeachment ceases. And it says, footnote 79, 79 says cult at 66. What I wrote exactly on 66, he goes on to say, it's not what he says at all.
Yeah, and but I
so thought, he's putting out all these tweets that are going after the citations in Trump's legal brief that he wrote.
Yes. Doesn't it seem like if there's a provision in there that says if you're convicted in the Senate of whatever you were impeached of, then you can't run for office again, right?
No, that can be a provision of the the punishment they mete out.
Oh, okay. Well, to me, because that exists, it kind of makes sense that you could be impeached after the fact, right?
Well, yeah, and it's been done before with other officials, never a president.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's not the spotted owl. I'm just kidding. It probably
is. Oh, you're right. It's an eagle owl.
Oh, yeah. Fuck those owls.
There you go.
Fuck those owls. I like the spotted owl. Sorry.
Trash owl.
That's a trash owl, man. Fuck that. Those are all over the fucking place.
Let me see. We've got a... Here you go.
Oh yeah, that's it.
I guess that's it.
You know,
there's your northern spotted owl.
It's
like a
right. If anybody wants to read up on the spotted owl story, please go to amazon.com/crabdiving. Or if you want to read up on the Jonestown whole deal,
the Jonestown massacre.
Yeah, we also discussed that today. So we discussed
sure.
The plight of the spotted owl, and
we need footnotes.
You know, the footnote is they were like, after this incident, the State Department changed security requirements for people traveling abroad. I was like, no fucking shit.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
Let me check and see what is trending on the Twitter, just to make sure. Tweet us during the show or anytime. Ooh. Actually.
Yes.
We do check our Twitter.
Right. Absolutely, Pat.
I don't know what Team Cruise is.
Team Cruise? I have no idea. Tom?
Ted
or Tom?
Team Cruise is trending because people are responding to Senator Ted Cruz,
ooh,
who tweeted, Team Biden is soft on China. So everyone is responding about Team Cruise.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Which team Cruz are you? Are you Tom? Team Tom? Or are you Team Ted?
Oh, yeah. Cruz Missile.
I would prefer Tom Cruise over Ted if you had to pick, you know, a merry fuck
both
kill.
Pretty tedious.
Tom Baudet.
And obnoxious to be stuck
Tom
in
Cruz.
A.
Tom Cruise.
I think you could get Ted Cruz to shut the fuck up. I'm not convinced you could get Tom Cruise to shut the fuck up.
My God.
Like,
I mean,
if you're sitting next to him
Ted
on a plane,
Cruz is
if you're sitting
fucking...
next to him on a plane, I think you could get.
Yeah.
You could just, you know, put your headphones on and Ted right. Cruz would leave you alone. I'm not convinced that would happen with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's... I could be wrong.
But Tom is a Thetan 69 and Ted is a
sure.
senator. Which is higher? You know, and.
Oh, well, of course. The
Tom. Absolutely.
For Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be. People are not liking him. Usually Cruz really like him, but they're not liking him on this latest, allegedly on this latest Mission Impossible movie, I think.
You know what? We don't need to
that
make...
He's trying to shoot during COVID.
We don't need to make movies, right? I'm sorry. I know there's a whole movie industry out there that makes lots of money from movies, you know, but we need to do something else. You know, like that last night, the Super Bowl, they were safe as fuck in that stadium, right? They were testing.
Right.
Everybody in attendance, who were healthcare workers that had been vaccinated, all that other shit. But still, because you had the Super Bowl, all those fucking idiots in Tampa went out and partied. And we have to think about what the fucking idiots are going to do. Because those fuckers are going to kill us.
We've got... Oh, good news? I mean, I think we talked about this last week as a possibility.
Who?
But now it's official. But now it's official. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman has announced his candidacy for Senate.
Oh, shit. I watch this guy on MSNBC.
He's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah. Can't he just go beat up some people, some Republicans? I have a list.
There's a lot of great towns in Pennsylvania that people living there feel like their best days were a generation ago or more. No one deserves to be abandoned. These communities deserve to be helped.
You are the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Real estate prices have dropped 50%.
Correct.
The population has fallen from 20,000 to 3,000. You're encouraging people to move there, okay? All right, so I'm sold. But for people who don't get it, sell us on Braddock.
I came to Braddock, you know, 20 years ago.
This goes on for like 2 minutes. That was, yeah, he was on Colbert.
Yeah, yeah. He looks giant.
But now he's huge. And now he's the lieutenant governor.
Right.
And famously battling his own state legislature of dick womps, of Republicans.
Dick womp.
Who more recently they got pissed because he was flying a pride flag and a pro-weed flag off of his balcony.
Story. Yeah.
And they literally snuck a law in to a must-pass budget bill that no flags other than the American flag can hang from any point on the Pennsylvania Capitol.
Yeah, you also said he had the Trans Lives Matter flag too, right? The
he may have at some point, yeah.
But you know, all that he's virtue signaling there, and it's a good thing. He's showing I want that word back.
That's another term that they invented.
Am a virtue signaler.
Well, right. What's wrong with that?
Not one fucking thing.
We would like others to have virtues.
What's his name?
Fetterman?
Fetterman. He's a virtue puncher, maybe.
Running for Senate. Here's a good answer.
Yes.
So let me ask you about some of those issues, because some of those will be things that, of course, a Senate will have to be thinking about in 2.5 years from now, 2 years from now. And let me start to get things through. There is a discussion among some Democratic senators that you need to basically end the filibuster, which is sort of the long way of saying that 60 vote threshold to get things done. There's not unanimous agreement in your party in the Senate on what should happen. Do you agree? Would you support ending the filibuster if you're in the Senate?
Yes, I would. And here's why, because these are some of fundamental changes that are truths. If you don't support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, I want you to live and work for $7.25 an hour and show me how you can actually get by or feed your family, quite frankly. And in order to get those kind of important things passed, whether it's climate change or things like that, you need to get rid of the filibuster. You know, this idea that some random senator from a state with 600,000 people can hold up the Democratic will and the sense of urgency that these policies are coming from, I don't think that's very Democratic at its core.
There you go.
Yeah. Why don't we just get rid of it? What he said makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, right. And it wasn't in the original. They can't say that it was intended by the founders. It was not.
So, like, by saying you don't want to get rid of the filibuster, that says that you're okay with someone using the filibuster to prevent an increase in minimum wage.
To stop everything.
That is crazy.
I mean, it's Mitch McConnell we're talking about, and the Republicans.
Chuck Schumer, did you hear what this guy said? It's very disturbing. You should get rid of this fucking filibuster. Have they thought about that?
Well, Kristen Sinema and Manchin, we'd have to have a chat with.
They're both gross. And get Joe them, Manchin.
Get them to commit to changing it. And fucking Kristen Sinema has said she is not open to discussing it and having her mind changed, which.
Wow.
I mean, she's a Democrat and everything, but I would rather not have somebody saying they're not open to having their mind changed about anything.
Is there a Democrat that can primary her?
Almost anything.
Please. I mean, what kind of Democrat is pro-poverty? I mean, really?
Well, right.
You can't live on $7.25 an hour. That's nuts.
And to those that say you shouldn't. But those are minimum, those are kids' jobs. That's bullshit. That is bullshit.
God damn.
In this economy.
You think if Braddock and Mitch McConnell got into fisticuffs, is purely hyperbole here. Braddock takes a punch and Mitch McConnell's his fist gets absorbed in his flappy face.
Oh, well, yeah.
And gets sucked into the goo. I hope not.
We have only begun to resist the globalists. We have only begun our fight against their tyranny. They have tried to steal this election in front of everyone. And as I told them 20 years ago, I tell them again, I don't know how this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one.
What is
that? Was the night before the insurrection.
Now,
that's Alex Jones, if you didn't recognize those mellifluous tones.
Right. Are we critiquing this or what are we doing? Are we?
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, what? So what is the question?
Should we do a reaction video?
Yeah. What the fuck? I mean, what's the deal? That people are saying that speech incited violence. Is that true? Do you think it did? Do you think that?
Just as we see in the Bible and just as we see in history, God rises up men who are real, not men that are perfect, not men that are above reproach, but real men like President Trump. And because he has represented us, he is under attack. So we hold up President Trump before the creator of the universe.
That is not the speech that he gave. That is not true. That's a night before?
Yeah, stop the steal.
He sent people signed to bed with that him. Message. God.
We hold up President Trump to the creator of the universe.
I am He-Man!
It is. It's like a fucking Marvel movie.
You are nuts, Alex. You're nuts. Did that judge award no custody of children to that maniac?
I think he lost main custody. I think he's shared custody.
That, hey, listen,
like that.
Alex's ex-wife, go back to court. Protect your children from this lunatic. Boy.
Before the creator of the universe. And we say, thank you for trying to send us a deliverer, though he's as perfect as we are, but we pray for him and we pray for America and we hold him up in this hour of peril.
Jesus.
Tomorrow,
this hour of peril. He lost already.
That's
dumb
exhausting.
Fuck. But like, they're acting like it's election night. It's not, though. It's not.
Well, yeah, it's being stolen from him.
No, the following day is a formality, right? It's a formality.
Yes.
And so all those people rioted over formality. I mean, our country is so fucked up. God.
Tomorrow is a great day. We don't quietly take the election fraud.
Which one is tomorrow? Is that Macbeth?
Tomorrow.
I mean, this guy is, I'm telling you, Alex, you chose poorly. You should have gone to theater school. And you would have been an amazing actor. You know, instead, you decided to be a little Nazi fascist Trump sucker. You know, he would
make a lot more money.
You don't think so? I mean, once more into the reach.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, the actors at Utah Shakespeare are fucking great, but they're not pulling in the big old bucks.
Yeah, but nobody can beat ass like this guy, and nobody has all the guns. Oh, he's all man. All that horny goat weed Alex Jones sniffs. Oh, jeez. Glortal Silver! God, what a crazy motherfucker. Tomorrow.
There would have been a time for such a word. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle.
Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his honor upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury. I'm gonna eat your ass! Signifying nothing.
Oh, you killed it. You killed it.
I think I killed my vocal cords.
No, that's great. That I mean, you know. It.
We don't quietly take the election fraud. We don't quietly take the scam and believe their BS. We've seen the evidence. The system has had to desperately engage in this gambit to maintain control. But this will be their Waterloo.
This will be their Waterloo. You know what happened at Waterloo?
Napoleon, you know.
Did some killing and shit.
That's right.
God, Alex would make a fucking hilarious Napoleon.
Take control, but this will be their Waterloo. This will be their destruction.
God.
Whatever happens to President Trump in 15 days, he is still the elected president of this republic, and we do not recognize the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden or his controller.
I don't recognize that
the
either.
Communist Chinese agent Joe Biden.
I mean, well, I'm listening to this. If this is the audition I'm listening to, I'm like, okay.
Oh, he's got the part, whatever it is.
Well,
yeah
we want to. Hi, Alex. We'd like to offer you the part of Bottom in Midsummer Night's Dream.
If he can stay on script.
Yeah. I mean, because we're saying we got him at an early age before he got into this shit.
Right.
And he went to Juilliard.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's being cast as Bottom in Midsummer Night's Dream or Lear.
Right.
Or Macbeth. Or
right, or some hemorrhoid commercial.
Oh, my God. Iago.
My ass is on fire!
He would kill Iago, though, right?
Well, I don't know if Iago... Iago's more of a subtler, sneaky backstabber.
But he is racist.
He needs to be...
Iago
he's
says
like
I,
a Falstaff.
Doesn't he say, I hate the Moor? Iago says that.
Right. I believe. But but Iago is more of the genius backstabby... kind. He's the one who's once more into the breach.
And right. you would cast Alex Jones as Henry V? I think Falstaff.
Well, I just said Falstaff.
Oh, did you? Oh shit, I missed. I'm sorry. Tybalt, a young he would be a good Tybalt. I mean, it's just such a
fetching
waste.
Young Romeo.
Yes! but Alex, this is a waste.
One light, three under window breaks.
Stella!
It is the East!
Boom. Right there. Fucking all day. Tennessee Williams, 24/7, this guy.
Oh,
Stella.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stella!
Absolutely.
Terrifying. He is still the elected president of this republic, and we do not recognize the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden or his controllers.
Or his controllers.
I mean, he...
There's only a few seconds left. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Stanley Kowalski has that moment. He's outside. He can't take him. He rips his shirt off. He's Stella. Sure.
Yeah. That would be perfect.
It's a waste. It's a waste that a guy with this vocal talent and what he could do with it's a waste that he's a dumb fucking fascist.
Because the spirit of God is with us.
Let's get ready to rumble. The spirit of God is with us. Oh, boy. I got to hear
because
that one again.
Because the spirit of God is with us. The spirit of liberty is with us. And if God be with us, who can stand against us?
Oh, boy.
And tomorrow. I mean, woo! It really is. Lear, man. I mean, Lear woo! Would be amazing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a zillion.
Richard. Yeah, all of them. Play. Richard second. You know, I mean, God.
Ooh, lordy.
Jesus.
Man.
What's wrong with you? What is... I mean, number one, whoever did the sound for Alex Jones at this event should be hired over and over again, because I didn't hear that mic pop or crack, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs. That guy knows that lunatic's sound settings, right?
Oh, there's a transcript. When you see Nancy Pelosi, this is part of what Alex Jones said. When you see Nancy Pelosi, or you see Barack Obama, or you see that slave of Satan, Joe Biden.
Are you making that up, or did he say that?
No, that's
a slave of Satan. Joe Biden?
Slave of Satan.
Joe Biden is a slave of Satan, okay?
When you see Nancy Pelosi, or you see Barack Obama, or you see that slave of Satan, Joe Biden, they want to bankrupt you. They want to dumb you down. They want to hurt your children because they've fallen, and because misery loves company. We renounce Satan. We renounce the Democratic Party. We renounce abortion.
The judge
should renounce the Communist Party of China.
The judge should renounce anything that gives you permission to see your fucking kids. That should be renounced, dude.
Man, he got really Jesus-y in this.
This is the last chance, though. It's the last moment before Mike Pence betrayed these people. Everything's on the line. Everything.
We've seen incredible victory in the last 4 years and a global reawakening. God and his consciousness creates the ocean that creates the waves on which Donald Trump or Alex Jones or you ride on. Oh, boy.
Shit, man. I mean, that vocally for him, I mean, and he sounds like he's losing his voice towards the end of it, but like.
Yeah, he seems like he's, yeah.
But still, there must be. How does he have such vocal, you know, strength, really? I mean, he's very loud. Like, how does he, does he do vocal acting? Did he have a,
ha 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 ha, ho 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 ho,
I had a, you know, I had a vocal and voice and movement teacher who, for lack of a better term, was a kind of a Nazi about the whole thing, and she literally almost beat the southern accent out of me.
Oh,
and then I moved back here, so fuck it, you know. But like, he must have training.
Well, I
mean, did he go to theater school? Is this an act, or is this all bullshit?
It's a giant. We've all been played.
Yeah. Is that all of it?
No, God, there's a ton of it.
Okay. I know we can't have a show where we just play his speech. I know that, but it's God, it's nuts.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know what to say.
There you go. Yeah, there's nothing to say. Oh, shit. You can say, oh, shit. We're fucked. Stay indoors. Lock the doors. Dig a moat. Cut down a firing area. Say, I don't know.
Yeah! Shut up. Jesus Christ!
David Rockefeller. Why does he open up with David Rockefeller?
I mean, it says David Rockefeller, then Obama, right? Is Hillary King?
Not David Rockefeller, not Bill Gates, not Barack Obama, not Joe Biden, but Jesus Christ is King!
Okay. And people are generally, do they seem supportive of this? They do.
They seem to be into it. There's a lot of American flags. There's a bunch of Trump flags.
I don't feel like reaching.
A lot of white faces.
Do you feel like anything could be had from you? How would you change these people? What would you say to them?
Fucking no.
Fuck away from me, you lunatic.
And God gave us and rose up Donald Trump to stand against the enemy and draw out the enemy. So as dark as some of these days are, understand, this is the beginning of the great revival before the Antichrist comes.
Before the, when is the Antichrist coming? I did not get that postcard in the
day
mail.
Before.
Jesus.
Day before the insurrection.
The good thing is everyone there is probably wearing masks, right?
World government implantable microchips, Satanism, it's out of the open.
Implantable microchips, everybody drink.
The list. Implantable microchips. What did he say? It's such a tragedy that this guy's in the
world government. Implantable microchips, Satanism, it's out of the open. The Bible is fulfilled. Revelation is fulfilled. Jesus Christ is fulfilled. Ooh. God Almighty is in charge, and we follow that mighty God.
Well, maybe he's gonna transition into preaching. You think he's gonna speak in tongues?
How old are his kids? I want to know. Do they
early teens? I think.
Oh my God! Yeah, okay, you know. If the children of Alex Jones are listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, you got to hear it.
That's him speaking in tongues.
I'm worried that our planet isn't protected from him.
You look at the miserable globalist. You look at people like Bill Gates, and you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them. They are miserable slaves of Satan, and we pray for them.
Not only are they miserable slaves,
they're miserable slaves of Satan.
We're the happy slaves.
And hope that the Holy Spirit can still touch their soul. But more importantly, we pray for President Donald John Trump in this incredibly serious moment.
Incredibly serious moment.
The enemy has been forced out in the open. World government is here. And the system is publicly stealing this election from the biggest landslide and the biggest political realignment since 1776.
Suck my dick! Wait, is this a prayer?
No, this is...
You know he's still praying, though. Did you remember? Because he's like, I pray to God.
I don't know if he...
Is this part of an invocation?
I don't know if it was part of... Well, it's all for the Lord.
You're right, yeah.
That Jesus is fulfilled.
Our God is the God of the universe. Our God is the God of strength and honor and will. And God is in control. And God is on our side.
No, not of the universe. I read a thing is it on Gizmodo or some fucking on the verge of something. It listed off a myriad of different marvels that could kill Thanos.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Jesus is not the God of the fucking universe. Thanos would beat Jesus' ass, snap of the fingers.
Okay, maybe.
But then the Scarlet...
If he had that glove.
No, that's true.
Without the glove, a pretty badass dude, but...
What if he had the glove and colloidal silver?
Oh, it's like lube. That's some crazy fisting going on there.
Thor could beat Jesus. The Scarlet Witch can beat Jesus.
Everybody, I don't know, man. He's God.
And that guy that can travel dimensions, the guy with the cape, and he...
I know that's a bad description of a superhero, but, you know, the guy that can open up different dimensions, Doctor Strange.
No, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, yeah.
Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. Meaning... Our forebears did not have separation of church and state as they spent it. It means the state has no jurisdiction over any of us.
I don't know how he goes on that leap.
How does he have a glass of water with him?
I don't see one.
There's no way he didn't go. How long is his speech?
He goes on for like a half hour or something, I think.
No glass of water?
So no, whatever happens, we will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist, New World Order. And their walking dead, reanimated corpse, Joe Biden.
Oh, come on.
He just made the case that Joe Biden is Jesus then. Reanimated corpse. Who else does that, motherfucker? Yeah. Who else does that, bitch? That's Jesus.
And we will never recognize him. So I don't know who's going to the White House in 38 days, but I sure know this. Joe Biden is a globalist, and Joe Biden will be removed one way or another. Remember this. God ordained this republic to stand against the satanic empires, the Nazis and the communists and others. And so...
Well, they're like, whoa, not, whoa, wait a second.
Wait.
Hold on a second. Not the Nazis. The communists, we hate them, but not, hold off on them Nazis.
Oh, yeah, they like the Nazis. But these Proud Boys out here...
A couple of Gadsden flags waving now.
What? This is the snake with a don't tread on me.
Right.
You're not supposed to tread on a snake because it'll bite you. What is the point? Oh, that we're the snake? We're the badass snake? Or the people
they
are?
They are the badass snake, yeah.
Do you feel like...
We're the treader.
I'm the treader?
Well, yeah. We're the one...
The Nazis and the communists and others. And so, 1776... is God's number of victory over the satanic 1984.
1776.
What is 1984 about?
Well, that it's Orwell, what Biden's bringing in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, he's referencing. Why
right,
is
right.
he
it's
referencing?
Literary reference.
No. Alex, when we talk about what you're doing, we reference 1984, not you, fuckhead. And you're... God, this is such... It's really gaslighting.
Well, you know, projection is their thing. Yeah, I mean, that's all they do.
I feel like this lunatic, radicalized wacko's gaslighting the fuck out of us. Jesus Christ. I wish Thor existed. Damn. Black Panther. I wish the Black Panther didn't die. He could help us.
Well, the character didn't die. The actor that played the character.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Chadwick Boseman was...
It's a shame. It's a tragedy. We have no Black Panther. We know a Batman
suit.
Yeah, we have no Hawkman. We have nothing that will save us.
Well, right.
From these people. I mean, that these people are crazy as fuck.
You just gotta vote.
God, these people though, please don't vote. I beg you. And they didn't though. There was that story that a lot of the people that stormed the Capitol didn't vote.
Right. Yeah, there was that story that a bunch of those assholes didn't even vote.
I guess you don't. It's like, well, I was going to vote, but see, we're going to take it over by force. So I don't really need to. Jeez. Cool.
All right, welcome back. Growing concerns around extreme ideologies taking root in America, especially communism. Our next guest argues that Republicans' lack of action gave birth to panoramic Marxism in America. Joining us now to discuss that is Mark Rudolph, branding...
Panoramic Marxism in America?
I'm into widescreen socialism. This is great. What does
advisor
that mean?
To
panoramic... Again, what's she calling it?
Panoramic Marxism.
Is that a thing?
EOs and also author of Interbranding, the Keystone of Corporate Agility. I do want to bring back in our panel. Hopefully we fix that audio. Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunzing. So
Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunzing are two batshit crazy lawyers that used to work for Trump at one point. But they kind of jettisoned right before the whole Sidney Powell thing, I think.
What network are they on right now?
This is Newsmax.
Back with us to weigh in as well. Mark, I'm going to start with you. I know you're a brand expert. There's been a lot of talk about Marxism recently, and I'd like to get your take on how people are presenting that brand, if you will, to younger generations. Because as you've mentioned before, brands take time to develop. So when did we actually start developing this?
Well, let's step back a little bit. The Sun Tzu, who wrote The Art of War, said,
if you know
neither your enemy nor yourself.
You know who else quotes Sun Tzu? Tony fucking Soprano. And you know, when he did that week, the sales for that book on Amazon shot through the fucking roof.
Then you're going to succumb in every battle. And that's exactly what the Republicans do. You know, if there were a perfect book written about the Republicans, it would be this one, The Art of the Kneel, How Republicans Let Democrats Rule America by Ronna McDaniel. And see this kneel.
Oh, my God. Ronna McDaniel wrote a book?
Hey, man.
you know,
the art of the kneel.
Is this what, when they say Newsmax, what does that mean? Is that supposed to be the maximum amount of news?
I don't know. Elephant. That's the Republicans.
This guy says.
Weak, spineless, and he's begging for acceptance, forgiveness, and relevance. And that's what's going on. The consequences of that, Rachel, are that we now have panoramic Marxism in the United States. We have it in the schools. Every graduate is now an AOC clone. We have it in corporations.
Every graduate. I wish.
I was about to say, that sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds great. And you know what, motherfucker? You know what, dickbag? You are touting the same fucking bullshit that made people goddamn rush the Capitol and threaten AOC. Oh, yeah. You know
where they're making employees read white fragility, and they have BLM
there you go.
Propaganda. And, of course, climate change, and racial equity. Well, Mark Bennett.
Racial equity. You hear that? And racial equity. Oh, that's so evil.
Yeah.
Climate change, racial equity.
And we're dealing with climate change, and it's fucking happening. You know, it's a thing that's dire. Mm. How would you describe it? Something necessary to deal with?
Well, if we want to live on this planet in the future.
And maybe white people.
Easily.
If the white people listening that aren't shitbags, that I'm sorry, if there are any shitbag like fascist white guys, like imagine if you didn't have racial equity. Imagine if you were the oppressed one who in the 1800s,
that's what they're afraid of.
Your ancestors built this country because you were enslaved. It's like, oh, they don't want racial equity.
No.
Well,
they're worried that the Browns are going to take over and do to them what they did to the Browns.
The Browns don't, nobody wants to take over. People, take over. No one's coming for the white people. I mean, we just got through getting skull fucked by the nastiest white guy ever.
You sure? One of.
It's
Benioff, the CEO and founder of Salesforce.com, last week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, said that capitalism is dead. In the future, we're not allowed to own anything. In the government, critical race theory, mainstream media pushing Marxism and suppressing news. And let's not forget big tech. Big tech is canceling us. If we go back 88 years to Nazi Germany, the Third Reich was able to identify and...
He's comparing... Republican Nazis being kicked off of social media
to Jewish people to in World War II?
What they did to the Jews in World War II.
That's a stretch.
I would concur.
The Third Reich was able to identify and locate and classify all of its citizens so it could purge the Jews. What big tech did it use? IBM. IBM with the IBM punch card, the Hollerith card, that allowed it in record time to execute all of these people. Now, big tech is doing that now with us, except they're not literally killing us, but they're putting us in virtual concentration camps. Hey.
Virtual concentration camps. Do you have that program on the Oculus?
I don't know, but I would say I've been in VR a little bit here and there, and
apparently you wouldn't be in it, so you would probably get a spear so you could poke through the fence at these conservatives.
Oh, right, but
in their virtual concentration camps.
There's a lot of difference between being in a virtual concentration camp and say, or a death camp, or a virtual concentration right, camp, right. Or a fucking death camp is right. Different,
and especially when you're just talking about being kicked off of Twitter.
Yeah. Yes. God damn, man. Think about can you imagine? Imagine you've been given your towel and your washcloth and a bar of soap, and they say, "Hey, march in there into the showers. It's time to get a shower." So you're walking in there with just your soap and your towel. You get in the shower. You think you're gonna get a shower. And it's a fucking gas chamber.
Well, I don't think they even.
Does that compare to being soap. Booted from Twitter? Well,
apparently, to this guy.
You suck, dude. You fucking suck.
Literally killing us, but they're putting us in virtual concentration camps. And if enough people lose their jobs, they're going to commit suicide. So we have this panoramic
Marxism. Coca-Cola last week said, if you're not down with our racial equity, then if you work for us as a law firm or a vendor, you're out.
Yeah, man.
Right.
I don't want to pay bigots.
How is this a bad thing?
I don't want to give bigots my money. I want to give...
If you're not down with racial equity, we're not going
to
do business with you.
Are you a parent? Do you have children, fuckface?
Well, you know,
I hope he doesn't. That's the worst thing about all these goddamn lunatic conservatives. They just fucking come in anything and have fuck tons of babies.
And if you work for us as a law firm or a vendor, you're out. And you have to report to us quarterly. This is all over now. And it's almost as though Washington, D.C. is no longer the capital of America. It's now Geneva, Switzerland.
Okay,
the
Mark,
World Economic Forum.
I don't
want... Okay, Mark, I want to get Joe DeGeneva in to say some crazy shit right now, too.
I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but I don't know that you... Is she about to say maybe you shouldn't compare people losing their Twitter account to what it was like in, say, Auschwitz? Is she about to say that?
What was even...
Damn!
What was her question, even?
These lunatics...
Oh, concerns over growing Marxism. That's the concern.
We, you know what we need? More journalists like that guy more people like Chris Hayes, and then Chris Hayes' replacement, his fill-in dude, that British guy.
Mehdi Hassan?
To interview these people. Because
yeah, yeah.
I don't think this person from Newsmax is I don't know. You know, I don't know why you'd even talk to this fuckhead.
You want to hear some Hannity?
Oh, shit, yes. Do you ever find
his
neck?
This is crazy.
Or a chin?
By the way, illegal aliens who are assaulted. This is in the Washington Free Beacon.
Oh, the Washington Free Beacon, everybody.
I'm sitting here, and you got me, because like, it's from the Washington... Oh, the Washington Post. Okay.
Yeah. Assaulted. This is in the Washington Free Beacon.
Washington Free Beacon.
Americans will no longer be deported under Biden's new rules.
Not true, but they are curtailing deportations.
You know, if I was Hannity, I would say, like, we quoted him in the Washington Free Beacon. You know what I mean?
Like Biden's new rules. Welcome to the new world order of Joe Biden. Generally, these convictions would not include drug-based crimes, simple assault. Is assault really simple? DUI, money laundering, property crimes, fraud, tax crimes, solicitation of charges without convictions. Well, ICE would not deport, according to Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, illegal immigrants guilty of assault and DUI under the plan. Wow. What happens to you and your family if, in fact, you do that?
What? What happens to you and your family that happens
They're
to
not
you?
Saying they're not going to prosecute them if they commit a DUI. They're saying they're not going to deport them for that. So what happens to you and your family if, in fact, you do that is you get to go to your rich asshole lawyer that you could pay thousands and thousands of dollars to, and they'll get your charges dropped, whereas or lowered to almost nothing. You'll get community service.
Yeah.
Whereas this person will not have that luxury and will be thrown in fucking jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're making it sound like it's amnesty from crime.
Right. It's not
right.
It's and also just one thing, and maybe I'm just reading too much into this. When he says Jen Psaki, he sounds like he's very misogynistic and sexist. You know, and I get that.
I think he got fucked up because her name is spelled with a P.
Oh, he's too stupid to handle.
Yeah,
that.
It looked like it came to according to Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary.
Psaki.
I think he was struggling with that.
Or he just,
assault and DUI under the plan. Wow.
Oh, wait.
What happens? Guilty, the White House press secretary, illegal without convictions. Wow. ICE would not deport, according to Jen Psaki, the White
House. Jen Psaki.
God damn. I mean, that is such a... Just...
Wow.
We get it.
Wow.
We get it, Hannity.
Without convictions. Wow.
You know what? I who do you think? Do you think Hannity could best Jen Psaki in an interview? If Jen Psaki was interviewing Hannity.
Oh, God.
Or you know, or Hannity. No, Jen Psaki would be on.
Well, he'd start yelling and blustering over it because that's how
and also,
that's their vibe. That's how they roll.
And you know, it's so fucked up because we had such a fucked up president with Trump Now it's like you listen to the Democrats, it just fucks everything up. It's like I hear somebody go after somebody on Biden's thing at me, and I'm like, fuck that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Trump was so nuts. Why would Hannity criticize Jen Psaki, but not any of the lunatics? Like, what? Who was the last press secretary? I forgot. Who?
Kayleigh McEnany?
Did you ever give Kayleigh McEnany a hard time about anything? About anything, motherfucker?
We do have other news. Well, a few minutes left here in the big old show.
We have other news than those crazy radicalized loons. They those people are, that is a horror movie. If I had asked you in 2015, do you think that would happen? Would you have predicted a bunch of maggots storming the Capitol? I guess. Would you have ever predicted?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah. Who would have predicted Trump would have won?
Well, we didn't. I didn't personally. I didn't at all.
Well, nobody did.
Yeah. It's a shame.
What?
It's a shame that he won. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say.
An Arizona woman says last year she became brainwashed by QAnon's conspiracy theories, which led to this scene she made in Target at a display of face masks.
I've been looking forward to this all my life. So, Target, I'm not playing this.
So she's, I don't know what the dog is barking about, something outside.
Jogging was running by. People are allowed to run. Even in Biden's satanic America.
So she's ripping all of the masks off of the display.
Oh, that's so stupid.
That video went viral, and her long fall down the QAnon rabbit hole nearly cost her her marriage and her career. Joining us now is that woman, Melissa Ryan Lively. Melissa, what a story. Oh, my gosh. Good to see you. Thanks for being here. Melissa, what was happening in that video that we were seeing where you were destroying that rack of face masks? What were you trying to accomplish?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I had really lost all touch with reality.
Okay. So it's okay.
I mean, I just don't.
you don't believe her?
Well, I guess I do, but how does one.
You're in a weird spot here. It's like,
believe it in the first place. I mean, I can't relate.
Because
you know,
what she's
so
saying is that she's a victim of these lunatics. And if, and then we don't believe her, it's like you're blaming the victim. But I gotta say, what she sounds, I don't know. I mean, what is it that she's lying, that she really thinks this, or was
no? I mean, there are people who get out and get out of cults and shit like that, and then they're like, "Wow, right. I can't believe I believed that shit."
Yeah. Well, you know, that was the whole thing in Jonestown. The delegation, the congressional people went down there, and some of the people in Jonestown were like, "Get me the fuck out of here!"
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody started getting pissed off that these Congress people were trying to evacuate people out of Jonestown, and then the shit hit the fan.
Yeah. They showed them.
They really did.
I'm going to swallow cyanide-laced Kool-Aid. I'm going to show you.
I mean, I would love to go to South America, like on a vacation.
Yeah, sure.
But a cult thing is just seems like a waste. Like, what a beautiful place to go, and you're going to fucking, I don't know, whatever.
Worst day of my life, I was having a complete mental break. And really what had happened was I had fallen down the QAnon rabbit hole and fell hard, you know, and just lost it. I was completely triggered.
And after that moment, you then went home. You were still irrational, so much so that your husband called the police. We have some video of that, too.
Holy
you were just
shit.
Spouting crazy theories when the police showed up. You were clearly in distress, and they ended up having to take you
in. I mean, for a mental evaluation, and I believe to a mental hospital. And so how did this happen so that you fell so far down the conspiracy rabbit hole?
You know, I really became all consumed in the QAnon conspiracy theories because of a mix of fear, anxiety, depression, you know, uncertainty, inconsistency with the information coming out about the pandemic.
Stupidity.
She's blaming inconsistency about the information coming out of the pandemic. Number one, we've always known you should wear a mask. We've We know it's very contagious.
Not if you're listening to conservatives. That's the inconsistency.
Am I an ogre here? Because I feel like she's abdicating any responsibility for what she did. Am I an ogre for feeling that?
I mean, she definitely sounds like she's the victim. But
yeah,
I mean. You know, that's how a drug addict would talk too. And yeah. Would you say, you know, you wouldn't say the same thing.
No, I wouldn't.
I felt terrified. I was losing my business. I was watching people around me lose their business. I felt hopeless. I didn't know what to do. So I went to the internet. You know, it started innocently enough, you know, kind of poking around on spirituality and wellness and new age pages that, you know, are just things that I'm interested in anyway. And then, you know, as soon as the algorithm hooked me in, it really only took a matter of weeks until I was in this terrifying echo chamber that really, you know.
Echo chamber.
See, that's the, okay. I'm going to say this. I don't want to sound like a fucking cunt here, but she listed all these things that happened to her and why it happened. Not one time did she say, I was ignorant of fill in the blank. You know?
It took a matter of weeks until I was in this terrifying echo chamber that really, you know, completely changed the way that I think and the way that I processed information. And what people saw happen in my garage that day, I mean, truly with my husband, who's my absolute best friend, is an ultimate act of love and selfless service for another person, because he had to make a very difficult choice that day, you know, to save my life. You know, he had given me an ultimatum, you know, it's this family, you know, or QAnon. And you know, because I had become so obsessed with it, the Save the Children messaging spoke so deeply to who I am as a person.
Well, I mean, you know what? It sounds like she got fucking brainwashed, man. I guess it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But like,
she's now undergoing trauma therapy. Says she is trying. Oh, this is good. Dedicating herself to helping other QAnon believers come back to reality. Yeah. I really believe it's a cult, she says. It operates like a cult in every single way. People don't realize they are being consumed by QAnon until it's too late.
All right. Well, I'm going to walk back my statement earlier. It sounds like she's taking responsibility in getting the Q out of her or whatever.
Right.
Say it.
And helping others.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And she knows. So
what about the president, former president?
Oh, well,
that's so nice to say.
You know what? Don't help him because he may rape you. Honestly. I mean, that's what he does. I mean, would you tell any...
I think she may be in her 40s, so...
Right.
She may be.
I wouldn't tell anyone in my life to go near Trump because he's going to give you corona. He's going to rape you. There's nothing good.
Talk.
Maybe he shits on you. I don't know.
He'll be speaking incessantly.
Yeah, he's going to talk. It's horrible. Melania's like, I agree with all of this.
I was the greatest president, don't you agree? Blah, 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 blah.
Did she play any tennis?
Who? Oh, Melania?
Melania on that pavilion.
I don't know if they ever got to play. Wow. I remember the announcement that it was finished, but...
During the pandemic, right?
Yes.
Just weird optics, isn't it? I need to get the tennis court made.
I play tennis with mask.
Oh, they're just horrible little assholes, aren't they? These fucking Nazi fascist loons. God damn it. You got to rip up that tennis pavilion, right?
No.
I know that hurts you.
I don't think so.
I think you got to rip it up.
I'm sorry.
That's Nazi shit. That's Nazi.
It's not the pavilion's fault.
No, but it should be turned into something different. I don't know.
I'm sure it's tacky and ugly.
The tennis pavilion? How could it be? I've never seen it.
The lady who gave us the giant Christmas tampons.
Well, that wasn't tacky. That was terrifying. She looks like she designed, like, that. Their Christmas looks like they designed the zombie shooter game I'm playing. I mean, it's very.
What's the name of that game?
Oh, Drop Dead.
There you go. Join a Florida man.
Rated R comedy. I'm a Florida man.
Oh, you're Rated R comedy
on
that
Alt Space, but Rated R comedy on Oculus Games.
Oh, there you go.
If you want to play somebody, beat them. No, actually, we're on the same team in Zombieville.
It's a cooperative.
Yeah, it's socialist.
I see.
So when the tough get tough and the zombies come out, you shoot some fucking zombies, you know? There's all kinds of zombies out there. This tennis pavilion is dumb looking. It looks like a really nice house with a tennis court in front of it. A tiny house with a nice tennis court. Did you see it?
They say I'm complicit. I'm the same like him. I support him. I don't say enough. I don't do enough.
No.
I'm working like a ass.
I know.
Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yes! You need to do it. And it's not like you need to do it. You know, a lot of people would say, oh my God, I'm the first person of the United States. Look at all this money. I can do. If I was the first person of the United States, I'd have all that money. Oh my God. You know what? I wouldn't build a tennis pavilion. I'd build an Antifa pavilion and I'd train those motherfuckers out there to go get the fascists. God damn.
Who gives a Christmas stuff that you know? Who gives a fuck about Christmas stuff and decoration? But I need to do it, right?
Yeah. And in fairness, we're kind of implying, or you might infer from our conversation, that we think Melania doesn't work. And just so you know, on Twitter and Facebook right now, I just put out a picture of her, of our former FLOTUS, the shittiest FLOTUS ever, in a hard hat overlooking it.
And nothing else? Oh.
No, she's looking at blueprints and plans.
Oh, I'm sure she worked really hard on tennis pavilion.
What is that thing architects use? What's the program?
I know.
AutoCart.
Yeah,
is it she use
AutoCAD
that?
Or...
AutoCAD. She's proficient in that. She designed
it. I'm sure she.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just wondering. Because they have a picture of her.
I designed with three dimensions.
Well, life is three dimensional, asshole. Isn't it? I mean, that we in three dimensions. I'm touching this lamp. God damn. Okay. We're in three dimensional.
Oh shit! Look at the time. It's getting to be almost that time.
It's Dini's time.
We lost a representative to COVID, RIP Republican Representative Ron Wright, from the Freedom Caucus.
Sad.
Thoughts and prayers,
guys.
Got the COVID.
Right. He has COVID, or he had COVID.
Died, yeah.
From COVID.
Yeah.
Did he wear a mask or anything like that? Did he do anything to mitigate the shit?
I believe he had been treated previously for lung cancer, so he had probably myriad other problems.
I mean, if he had a comorbidity, is that what that's called? Like, mm-hmm. Then obviously he voted correctly and told his constituents to wear a mask to protect people in their lives. It might be,
I don't know, that that's
immunocompromised. I mean, no, he obviously did that because he, right?
I don't think he did.
Okay. Well,
New York Times
failing tubers.
Fail.
Going out of tubers.
The office of Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger.
Oh, you little vote suppressor, you.
Today announced that they have started an investigation into former President Donald J. Trump's attempts to overturn that state's election results.
Oh, yeah?
Including the phone call he made to Raffensperger in which Trump pressured him to find enough votes. Look, I just need you to find 11,769 votes.
And then he said, he's like, we're only talking about 11,000 votes.
Right, come on. Right. I mean, come on.
I want an investigation into Kemp for because he stole that election for Stacey Abrams. I want an investigation into that shit. And this guy, Raffensperger, you fuck.
Meanwhile, the Democratic District Attorney of Fulton County, which encompasses much of Atlanta, is weighing whether to also bring a criminal inquiry of her own.
Bam! Shit. This is fucked up because now we have to listen to Brian Kemp doing the right thing. And I or Raffelsberger too. I mean, it's so fucked up.
Not long after the call to Raffensperger became public, several complaints were filed. Remember, Raffensperger is the guy that leaked it himself.
Abrams described these guys, Kemp and Raffensperger, as the architect of voter suppression.
Oh, they're evil
as fucking know it.
Yeah. They tried to cheat as much as they humanly could.
It's just like this Trump shit is fucking up. We all should hate Republicans, even the ones that Trump makes look sane. They're still shitbags.
Right, they're not getting a pass.
No.
But we shall see what the impeachment holds tomorrow.
Yes.
Tune in. Maybe we'll have some clips. Some shit will have gone on.
Yes or no, real quick prediction. Will we ever see an investigation into the Kemp's election to the governorship and how he stole it from Stacey Abrams? Will we get that?
No.
Damn it. That's an injustice.
I mean, we know. Voter suppression, closing polling places, demanding, trying to pass those voter ID laws, all that shit.
I mean, Kemp subverted the will of the people of Georgia.
One could argue. And I would say, you know, if we really looked into what happened here in Florida, that Andrew Gillum might be governor of the state.
Yeah.
That wasn't that many votes either.
Yeah, not this dumb governor rape face that this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
We gotta go. Holy shit. Where's my musica? Don't they stop me?
Orchestra!
Oh, that's what I accidentally deleted.
The end of the show?
Yeah. No, not the end of the show, but the music.
Oh, okay. Should I hum something?
Let me find something to play in the background. How about a little old train?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Crab diving. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern on your favorite podcast application. Also afterwards. And don't forget, we're always at crabdiving.com. See what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, Facebook, the TikTok, and the Instagram. Or you can find him at rradarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience of So Freaking Vile.
Have a good evening, everybody. Let's reconvene in the treehouse tomorrow.
Fuck Trump, fuck Kemp, fuck
Kyle should be quiet!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.